Today is the last Sunday in May, and we just completed our last crowning of the statue of Our Lady for the year. And I thought today would be a good time to talk about devotion to Our Lady. Devotion to Our Lady has to be a very important part of our spiritual life. We can't get close to our Lord if we are not close to His Mother. We have to remember that she is our mother too. She is our spiritual mother, and she loves us more than we can understand. Of course, every mother loves her children very much. This is an instinct of nature, not just for human beings, but even for the animal kingdom. St. Thomas Aquinas says that the law of God imposes on children an obligation to love their parents. That's the fourth commandment. But we don't read anywhere any commandment for parents to love their children. And the reason is that there is no need for a law like this. All parents already love their children. In fact, parents love their children so much that they really can't love them more than they already do. So any law to this effect would be superfluous. And St. Ambrose talks about how every human mother loves her children, even to the point of putting her own life in danger to protect them, if that should be necessary, to save them from harm. And he says even the animals do this. Every animal will defend its young from attack, even at the cost of its own life. So he concludes that if even animals do this, then how much more strongly do human mothers love their children? And certainly, the perfect human mother, our Blessed Mother, must love her children most of all, more than anyone else. Our Lady is our mother not by a physical relationship, but only by love, by the love that she has towards us. And just as her Son loved us and gave his life for us, she has the same mentality, the same spirit. But let us think today about what the reason for this is and about why it is that she loves us as much as she does. The first reason why she loves us so much is because of the immensity of the love that she has for God. The two great commandments are first that we should love God, and second that we should love our neighbor. So the more we love God, the more we love our neighbor. The more we love our neighbor out of the love of God. And that is the virtue and the commandment of charity. And we see this in the lives of the saints. They had a truly incredible love for their fellow man. All the saints did. Look at Saint Francis Xavier, how he traveled through deserts and across mountains, through dangerous tropical jungles, to find as many people as he could to teach them about God so they could go to heaven. That was out of love of God and love for his neighbor. The two worked together until they took complete possession of his soul. We see the same in the life of Saint Francis de Sales. He was a bishop and a missionary to the Protestant parts of Switzerland. He was the Bishop of Geneva, but Geneva was a Protestant city, so he wasn't able to live inside the city. So he lived outside the city just across a river, and he had to cross a bridge to get into the city every day to do his preaching. One winter, there was a terrible storm that destroyed the bridge that he had to take to get into the city. And during winter, the people weren't able to rebuild it. So in the meantime, they put a narrow beam of wood stretching across the river. And every morning, St. Francis de Sales would risk his life to crawl across this beam. It was so narrow and precarious, he couldn't walk. He had to crawl across it every morning to preach to the Calvinists in Geneva. This is the kind of love that the saints had for their neighbor, because they were filled with the love of God. Now, who has ever loved God as much as our Blessed Mother? From the very first moment of her existence, She loved him more than all the saints and angels could ever possibly love God, because she was full of grace. In fact, Our Lady told a holy nun that the fire of love that she had in her heart for God was so strong that the burning fires of charity and even the highest angels, the seraphim, were like a cool breeze in comparison with the love that was in her heart. So this means that she must have a correspondingly great and powerful love for us. There's a spiritual writer named Father Nierenberg who says that the love of all the mothers in the world that they ever had for their children is like a shadow in comparison with the love that Our Lady has for each one of us. And that she alone loves us more than all the angels and saints combined. Just think about what a great mystery this is. What an amazing thought that is. This by itself would explain why she loves us so much. But in addition to the fact that she loves God very much, and therefore she has a great charity towards us, there's another reason also why she loves us so much. And this is because we were given to her by her son Jesus when he was on the cross. He said, "Woman, behold thy son." And this was referring to St. John. But in the person of St. John, he gave her the entire human race. And that includes each of us. Our Lord gave each one of us to her as her children when he was dying on the cross. In fact, those were the last words that he spoke to her in his earthly life. We have to imagine that these were the most important words that he ever spoke to her. And how could they not be? They were his dying words to her. They were his farewell. So she is very anxious to fulfill the will of her son by accepting us and taking care of us as her own children. There's another reason why Our Lady loves us so much, and that is because of the sufferings that we cost her, because of how much she suffered for us. Parents are generally the most attached to those children whom they have suffered the most for. And we see how much suffering it cost Our Lady in order to help us to get sanctifying grace. She was obliged to suffer the terrible grief of her seven sorrows in order to save us from sin. That terrible martyrdom that she suffered in her soul at the foot of the cross. She saw her son scourged and crowned with thorns and nailed to the cross. All of that suffering was for our sake. And she willingly offered these sufferings. She offered her son to die for us. It was not done against her will. It was not something that she suffered patiently just because she wasn't able to prevent it. No, it was something she offered willingly for us. There's nothing that we can ever do to thank her enough or to show her enough gratitude for what she did for us. St. Bonaventure says that this love of Mary has indeed obliged us to love her, because we see that she has surpassed everyone else in her love for us, because she has given her only son for us. This brings us to yet another reason why she loves us so much, and that is that she sees in us what our Lord redeemed through his sufferings and death. She knows that our Lord went through his terrible agony and death for our sake. So what does that tell us about how valuable we are to him? And we are as precious to Our Lady as we are to our Lord. If Our Lady didn't love us and have a great love for us, in fact, that would mean that she didn't put a great value on the precious blood of her son, which we know certainly is not the case. This love that she has for us is something that extends to every member of the human race. And there's a beautiful passage about Our Lady that we read in Scripture in the Apocalypse. It says, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. And St. Alphonsus tells us that she was clothed with the sun because just as there is nobody on earth that can hide from the light of the sun or hide from its heat, in the same way, nobody is able to get away from the love that Our Lady has for him. It applies to every human being. Now, we can't understand this in the wrong sense. This doesn't exclude punishment for sin. Yes, Our Lady loves every human being, but if someone commits a serious sin and he dies in that state, he will go to hell. Love and justice do not exclude each other. But what this means is that Our Lady will do everything within her power to ask God for the grace of conversion for every poor sinner who needs her help. But then, of course, ultimately, the choice is up to that person, that sinner, whether he will use the grace that Our Lady obtains for him. It's only his own fault if he's lost. But Our Lady sees all of our needs and all of our distress, whatever it is, and she asks her son to help us with them. In fact, she loves to do good to us and to dispense graces to us even more than we love to receive them. So if Our Lady is so good to everyone, if she's such a great benefactor to every human being, even to people who are ungrateful and negligent, and who reject the graces that she gets for them, then how much more so is she going to love those who love her and who call on her and ask for her help? St. Albert the Great says how easy it is for those who love Mary to find her and to find her full of compassion and love. St. Alphonsus tells a somewhat amusing story about Blessed Alphonsus Rodriguez. He was once praying in front of a statue of Our Lady, and he was carried outside himself with emotion, and he said, "My most beloved mother, I know that thou lovest me, but thou dost not love me as much as I love thee." Interesting thing to say. But Our Lady was offended by this, and she answered him in his soul, and she said, "What dost thou say, Alphonsus? The distance between heaven and earth is not as great as the distance between thy love and mine." So that taught him. I want to close with a very simple and very touching story that St. Alphonsus tells us in his book on devotion to Our Lady, that there was once a very poor shepherdess who had a great devotion to Our Lady. And she used to like to visit a little chapel that was dedicated to Our Lady in the mountains, near where she would take her sheep to graze. There was a statue of Our Lady in this chapel, and this shepherdess used to pick flowers in the field, and she would weave them into a crown and put them on the head of this statue, just like we did with our statue here just a few minutes ago. And she would tell Our Lady that she wished she had a lot of money so she could buy a beautiful and precious crown made of gold and jewels. But this crown of flowers was the best that she could do. And she offered it with her whole heart. And she used to do this frequently. Finally, one day, she got very sick until she was on the point of death. She was lying in her little cottage. And at this moment, there were two monks who were traveling through that area, and they sat down to take a rest under a tree. And as they were sitting there, they both had a vision. They both saw Our Lady walking past them in the forest, accompanied by a large crowd of holy virgins. And they asked her who she was first, and Our Lady said, "I am the Mother of God. And I am going with these holy virgins to visit a nearby cottage, to visit a little shepherdess who has visited me so often." And then the vision disappeared. So the two monks said to each other that they had to find this poor shepherdess. And they found the cottage, and they went in, and they greeted this poor girl who was on her deathbed. And she told them to ask God to show them the company that was assisting her in her last moments. And they both knelt down and prayed. And immediately they saw Our Lady kneeling on the floor next to this poor girl, assisting her and consoling her. And at that moment, her soul passed away, passed from her body, and Our Lady placed a crown on her head. And they saw Our Lady taking her soul to heaven, accompanied by beautiful music. This is why we place this crown on Our Lady's head every Sunday in the month of May every year, because Our Lady loves us and takes care of us like a good mother. And we have to be dutiful and loving children to her. If we honor her, she will protect us and will bring us to heaven too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.